Thanks for tagging me in this question, and I will get into this test behind me in just a minute. First, I just want to say for anyone who's following me and following my content, thank you so much. And I am sorry that I have been MIA over the last few months. I did start my new position 6 months ago and I'm building an MS center. And as you can imagine, that is very, very busy. And then with family life, just have not had as much time for socials. So if you have sent me a message in the last few months, I do apologize. I don't know that I'm ever going to get caught up. I have about 800 messages at this point. But I am really loving what I do, seeing patients all day, every day, and helping them manage their disease and symptoms. So speaking of that, the question that was posed to me that I was tagged in is about this test above, which is the Octave MS Disease Activity Report. Basically, this is a company that created a panel of various markers of proteins in the blood that they then quantify, they measure, and they combine it with some fancy algorithm to spit out a number based on whether those factors are pro or anti-inflammatory. Now, I actually heard about this test for the first time at a neurology conference last year in 2024, and I went to a session being held by the producers of this test about some of the data behind it, and I had a few questions for them. So one thing I think is really interesting is the different combination of biomarkers that they're looking at in the serum. Now, the one on the top is neurofilament light, NFL, and that one, to my knowledge, has the best data correlating with MS disease activity, but the data that they had presented was basically this combination of different markers pretty much outperforms trying to predict disease activity more than any single marker. I think the idea of this test is very interesting and it can be very useful, especially if you can't get an MRI for any reason, like you have metal implanted and it in you that is not MRI compatible. But the question that I had at the presentation where they showed all this great data was, okay, this is great, but practically speaking, logistically, is insurance covering this? Like, how expensive is it out of pocket to patients, especially if you're suggesting that we do this multiple times per year? Now, the answer I got at that time, if I recall correctly, was like a few hundred dollars out of pocket, not covered by insurance. And for a lot of people, that's a pretty unsustainable cost. So my question for anybody who has had this test is whether insurance is covering this now. And if not, how much did it cost you out of pocket? For those people commenting that their neurologists at large academic centers are not using this test, that doesn't particularly surprise me. I do find that big academic centers, they're really focused on evidence-based medicine and particularly may be weary of a test coming out of a smaller lab. And sometimes it takes time for the field to move. I know that places are looking at serum neurofilament light, which is that marker at the top, and that can be tested now through commercial labs like LabCorp. But yes, I think this test is relatively new, but has a lot of potential. I really think it's going to be interesting if we could just do blood biomarkers for disease activity rather than repeating MRIs every year. It is still so new, a lot of people in the field are not really sure how best to use it yet, although the company that sells it would like us to send it several times a year to monitor disease activity. But as I mentioned, I don't know that that's financially feasible for people at this point unless we get insurance buy-in to cover this test.